Yud Beis, Iyarei Tavshin Mem Beis, May 5th, 1982, on Wednesday.
You learn something. And the question was, by whom was she Nemesa? Whether Hamikosha or Hamikosa? If she was Nemesa Hamikosha, so she would tell us the truth. If she was Nemesa by Apostle, she would ask her to come. Oh, my God, the new one who lived on Shiri or Mashiri, we couldn't have a Nemesa to come. Now, even the Bible, even when you say, well, she didn't say, well, they say, we couldn't have a Shiri, 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 אמר לו רוב אל רב נחמא רב יחל בן יורי לא אמר כמען נאו זה איזה מאחרי קס ביטוי רב גמור אל רב יהושע in the case where she says or some of that and she says we explain in the case because she already came so she's in a mess according to רב יהושע will be on the heart is not in us now the question is this mission of the Bible is doing it because of the cause of Adam Weir or the cause with Rabbi Yeshua. So we might have checked it out. If the Adam Weir, if the Bible agrees with Adam Weir that she is the Menes, so why did the Bible only mention that only three Banshiyah are actually, even if the three Banshiyah are absolutely, Adam Weir still is marrying her. Even if wrong, absolutely, I feel that it's so anonymous. And if Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, shows he's not Menes, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not Menes, even if it's Reif Kshele. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say, in Reif Anshiyah Mashiach, he come out, he's not like come out. I feel Reif Kshele, not a person. Omar Lehoche, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Hey, Nishol Tzikere, Ahavu Maiseh. In other words, that was on the day of the market, of the fair. So many people from out of towns come to do business. So, Uchi Rabbani, Rabbani, we show you, so Saliyah, show you, so we share the universe, we show you, with the Chaviyana, Chaviyana, we tell us, the Chene, share it, we 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 share it, Aber Pirin Shepard mit Zipere und Baal hab Watschkut. So, Bishas Chedish, as a Yom is Boiz Nier, Shere Yikuni, die Bama, die Sayo, as a Yom, Shere Yikuni, Shere Yikuni, Shere Yikuni, Shere Yikuni, Aber Pirin Shepard mit Zipere, die Adino, Badai, die Bina Nier, Ojo, Aber Pirin Shepard, Yir, Shere Yikuni, Mashir, Yikuni, hab Watschkut, Kedi, Bechad, Drubi, Oloi, Mach, Vechihodi, Oser Adino, Mazere, אבל כבוד ראש רבימי ומזיר ומרחנימי ואמרו לו ומזיר ומרחנימי היו חינך הרוב העיר ונהיו חינך הרוב שיות כלפי לי הנו נאידו והנו כביר כאן so in other words so it seems that רחנימי is more making in the case where the rib were here actually than the case where the rib the other man to kishayot is actually so the logic is the other way because in the case where the rib were here actually now, so we don't know who went to whom, whether the Ishi went to the Baal or he went to her. Now, there's a lot of Kavua, so called Kavua can have some accident. Now, the Ishi herself is not the source of Pesul, of Isa. She certainly, she only could. The question is, maybe she became Pesul as a result of the B.A. by apostle. So the source of the Isha of the Pesul of Pesul is the Be'er. Now, so if the Isha, if we were to know that the Isha is Reb is Kshel, most of the inhabitants in the city actually are Jews and not Mamzer, and then but there is a Yehud of Nochrim and Mamzer. So, and if it had been established that the Isha went to one of the residents, to his home, and there she was living. Then we couldn't apply it in a problem, because then it would be a case of Kavua. That's the halacha. Because if the Isha went to the Baal's house, and there she was living, so the question is, to whom did she go? To whose house did she go? Did she go to the house of Yisrael Kosha, or did she go to the house of Nochri or Riposa? So it's for what? It's not Nayit. So on the contrary, in the case, if she was Nival from one of the pedestrians, the Rishayomo, so then we know that it's Nayit. So then it's not the Ruach. Masha'inke, if the whole consists of the Red Meir and she was rebelled by someone, by a resident of the city, and so then there is a possibility that she was rebelled because she went to him, then it's a case of the Ruach. So the logic is the other way. So how can Hanina say, Ha, Hilchin Acharon Meir, Vimecha Arsenyor? So in other words, we need two homes. In order to be Mitaris Likune, so there is a special Takonos Chachamim, that we need two homes. One here, and one of all Meisayon. In other words, if a woman, let's say, was Nivah, Bishas HaKremis means at the time of the fair, the market, and that market took place in the suburbs of the city. So there were certain days in the year when the suburb of a certain city, so there was a fair was held, and residents of all the adjoining towns came to the fair to buy and to sell. It was a big business day. So, and if she was nivelous, pretrenates at the fair, so the melee, so that means that the one who was brought out was certainly nayit from his natural habitat. It wasn't the meaning of Kula. If she was nivelous bishaspenis, what do you mean bishaspenis? The place where the fair is held. So that there she was nivelous. And so the melee, so it wasn't the case of the Ishe going to the Baal, but the Baal went to the Ishe. So the melee, it's not the meaning of Kula. It's not the meaning of Kula. Now, in the training, so we have two kinds of people. We have the residents of the city, because the fair is held in the suburbs of the city or in the city itself. It doesn't make any difference where the fair is held. It can be held even in the midst of the city, in the center of the city. But if she was rebellious, the training, so that means that she didn't go to the Baal, but the Baal went to her. So it wasn't the meaning of Kavua. So we applied our help from the Paris to the Paris. And most of the residents of the city, so actually, and most of the visitors from the other cities are also sharing. So in other words, we don't know who the Baal was, whether the Baal was a resident of the city or the Baal was a visitor from another city. But either way, we have hope. Assuming that the Baal was a resident of the city, so it's great in the archer. Assuming that the Baal was a visitor from another city, so the hope of the visitors of the other cities are also shared. So then, she's interested. So, Elohim Kinachar Yehia, we will be saying about God. Now there is a machlekes between the Tur and the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that when she mitaris likune, only if she was mitaris likunes. In other words, that came if she was in Doris before Rasha's Drochet. Abo, Sheikh Shokhtava Kunwa. 和和五二线把我第一二线打过的呀，啊，就说的你是为什么说的好？So only if he was embarrassed, the Boshas often, the extricates, the crossroads. But if she was embarrassed the year, we were in Sabra the year, so then even though we still have two hopes, because there are many visitors who come to the city and hope of the visitors from the other cities who happen to be in the course of the day in the city are sharing, so then she has sold. That's it. That's the sheet of the rank. The sheet of the two is it doesn't make any difference whether she was Nibala before Asha's Kochi or she was Nibala in the city. As long as we have two hopes, so maybe she is the cousin. Alright. So I think I have a whole year the hood can use a yoga. The new crowd will be a vegetable I have of sight. My time is there of Sayo Otorobin. So, why do we say that Reb Sayo by itself is not enough? Reb Sayo by itself is not enough because of Xere, Reb Sayo Otorobin. Because actually, if there is a Reb Sayo, so it should be not. But because as far as the burial from the Sayo is concerned, so he certainly was not a medium of Togua, because he's from another city. But if we allow to be Mutaras Likun in the case of Reb Sayo, so then we might allow her to be Mutaras Likun in case of Reb Yehudah. And in the case of Reb Yehudah, then there is a possibility that the veil went, that she went to the veil, and there was Kogua. So because of that, the Chachomim are misakei, that even in the case of Reb Sayo, so she's still the Asur Likun. Unless we are Torah, we have Torahs, when it is established that the robe of residents of the city are changed, and the robe of visitors from other cities are also changed. So when we hear another in the case of the Gabo, called the Poris from the Poris, so the Gemara says, we see the Gabo, the Havre Kogua, when we have said, Kol Kogua, Ki Mechza O Mechza Don, Un Bin Non Trey Rube, Va Kani Yeshe Chamiz, Kuba Bechiz, Bosa Shkuto, Va Achas Mechanez, Bosa Bebeiro, Vi Lokach Machas Nen, Vi Yidei Amezim Lokach, Sveiki Osea, Un Bin Bin Tzo, Holach Acharo, So we see that if it's Nitzo, even though there is just one rock, so we rely on that rock and we say from the forest, we retain the Bishay Dalsis in the Murei, because of it. You will be bound, in other words, maybe, and if you are going to say, that when we say, that if you have the city, 9, 10 butcher stores, 9 butcher stores sell kosher, and one butcher store sells the veil. So if you find the street, if we find the street a piece of meat, so then it's kosher, so then it's good there, only if the gates of the city are not closed, are open. What does it mean, the gates of the city are not open? In other words, besides the local butchers, so they are foreign butchers, out-of-town butchers who come in to sell meat to the residents of that city. So we have two kinds of butchers. We have local butchers, and we have peddling butchers who have butcher stores in other cities, and they come into the city to sell meat, to deliver meat to the homes of the residents in the city. So in other words, so they too. That's what it means. This is what Dalsis Midino, in Dalsis Midino Nules. In other words, there is no restriction imposed upon imported meat. So there are two kinds of meat. So the Jews in the respective city, so have two suppliers, the local butchers and the out-of-town butchers. And most of the local butchers Ačiū reiks, nedaugis, it's nine butcher stores that sell kibos of kosher, and only one that sells kibos of kosher, and most of the out-of-town butchers, the peppery butchers, who sell me, are also shale. So then we have in here a case of two hogs. So there it's kosher if a piece of meat is found this week. Because we have two hogs. But in the name, if the dulces we do not have new lays doesn't mean necessarily that the gates are closed. The gates can be wide open. And even if there are no gates altogether, I mean, and there are no mechitzes, there is no fortress altogether. But new lays means that there is no important the suppliers are the local butchers. There are no other suppliers besides the local butchers. So then, if you find a piece of meat, so you're not allowed to eat it, because one hog is not enough. So they really can use it out in the new ways, because we'll go down it. But my God say that, after we should out in the new ways, after we should out in the new ways, even if there are no suppliers except the local suppliers, and every piece of meat that is sold to the people, to the Jews in the town, is sold by the local butchers. And now, so if we have nine butcher stores that sell kosher, and one butcher store that sells nevela, and we find a piece of meat in the street, so one is allowed to eat it. So you see that we rely on one law, and we don't require two hogs. So why does Hanina say that here we need two hogs? So we don't answer it. It's a special kumen, regabi kumen. Milo also be used. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. The Lord does not know about zero. We have many problems. We start to become zero. We have even if we go to full time, he will not have a real action. We have a zero. He will not work. He will not be able to finish the zero. We have to start to work. 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 Hanne nai der in Zeit, rinza jo nai der mich war aber nach Euro. Die Hanne schon hier hier war mir kamon, kol kol gua ki da von der zu kommen. War du in schon mal er hat zu ro. Du gua ha hat zu lei rede. Wo du komm an die nach Euro zu jo rede. Du war. Die kommst nach Euro jo war. Mein Hanne nach zu jo loi. Sie ro du mir die hier. Du pack hin und rede dir nam jo ka der in Beis. So we are getting seen here that rinza jo by itself is not enough. Reitzayo by itself is not enough. In other words, suppose the woman was nivah with Moshe's Rosh at the time of the margin, and we don't know whether she was nivah from the post or the post, but we do know that the people who come from out of town to the fair are of chair. But the most of the residents of that city are not chill, absolutely. So then she's not with us. So then she's not with us. So he said, Ubahinon Rebayaname. Ubahinaname. Io Kabil Base, it was with a go up night, the time of the good ones. So Rakhanina says that if there is just Rebsayo, not with the year, so then she's not chill with Kune. Because of Xere, if we allow her to be Miteras Nikune. In the case of Ritzayo, maybe the case of Revuia, she'll also be married again. So the question is, even in the case of Revuia Trade, she should still be Miteras. If the rob of the residents are of the city, and Shami, the Gaza Ligabai, Viligazinon, Mayu. So there is another deal, Mayu. So Rashi says, "Who is that man?" But what is Rashi still say? He can be actually the buyer. So Mele seems sometimes there is a case where the woman goes to the bear. So then it's Kogua. So he tells them there the Chachamim only saying that she should only be Muteres if she was Nivala before Roshas Rochi and that. It is, she was neither of the Poroshas Kochi, and there are two hogs. Now, there was another verse. Mayit. Now, what is the other verse, Mayit? Now, this is better explained. So, the Gemara says, Και εγώ είπα για να μην του κάνω να μην τα πω, θα του πω μέσα και το πω. Μαλίκε. Διόζει λίγο. Μαλίκε. Διπλάζει λίγο με τα πάλι. So deeply, so because of that, just because there is a possibility, just because there is a possibility that Plaza Hill is a fire, so because of that, so we should answer, even of Sayor, so why, so we should answer, Rob Sayor, Otto, just because sometimes it's also you with a baby. So in a big deal, in other words, we shouldn't ask. So the boy did a delegate. How are they going? Since the rope consists only of the rope near ear, so it's always considered problem, according to that yes. According to that. But Rasha says, no, that's not the right deal. So how are we to do this? The deal is, if quasi in the name, if quasi in the way, or call the point. So the Gemara says, I can caso the Dabai, there's a text of the Gemara. I can caso the Dabai, yeish. She lehes the extra, vado the Gavua, we can have to be very shaving, or you want to be your Shaya, post, keep it up in Yeshua. You should pray, okay, actually, the regular names are needed. The regular names are needed. Right. Now, good. So, what do we see from this hour? That we have used. So, the Hachomim of Misaki, that we need two homes. Now, the Gemara has the Kashi here. Does he accord with Rabbi Gamliel or does he accord with Rabbi Yishai? If he accords with Rabbi Gamliel after the Rebbe Shulam Amidrasha, so why did Rabbi Gamliel mention a condition that came Rebbe Anshiya Mashiach Kune, even if it's in Mashiach Kune? So, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she in the merits. And if Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, so even if Rebbe Anshiya Mashiach Kune, so she's still not the merits. So the Gemara says, here Rabbi Gamliel meant that we need to work. So the question is, so according to the text of the Gemara, with whose shike does Rabbi Yehuda agree? Does he agree with the shike of Rabbi Gamliel, or does he agree with the shike of Rabbi Yehoshua? The Gemara has a gemakshna as the kash. Kiman, if it's like Rabbi Gamliel, so he's in Ripsu. If it's like Rabbi Yehoshua, so he's in Ripshe. So the question was, raised by the gemakshna was, with whom does he agree? So what is the text of the Gemara? That Rabbi Yehuda meant if there are two homes, he's clear. So, with whom does he agree? Does he agree with Rabbi Gamliel or does he agree with Rabbi Yehoshua? Let's see how Rashi explains. There, I'm on it, the Gidalah and the Bech. Yom HaKemam, the Goyer of Chen, after the Rishu and Alamash, these are Hamidi Shah Paskos. Omer Yehok Haroma, Leilom Kerem Yehoshua, Yehok HaMishu, the Kerebu Belik Shehens, Likashre, Kerebu Belik Shehens, Ash, Ash, וכדעת יובל, כאן פרשתיים ועוד, ומה יש לך רובה בחדו? בכי נשאר ציפוי ראה, ביהי השוק שסיוריס, ושיוריס מוכמח את בו ישם, וכדרבם. So, how is Rashi said? אומר לי, הוכה אומר רב יהודה אמרה, ואירון כרבי ישוע, ומשיוק הוכה משיוק So how does Rashi explain the tenets of the Gemara? That Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. So that means, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Gamliel, so we don't need two roles. Only according to Rabbi Yeshua we need two roles. Because Gemara's Kashi was, Kima, each Rabbi Gamliel after the Yisur, each Rabbi Yeshua after the Yisurim Manifest. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say, if we want to machine, we could not have to do it. So the text of the Gemara is, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yehoshua. So we may, but yes, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, so why should we both be not? The answer is, when Rabbi Yehuda said, he didn't mean one rob, he meant two robs. Reb Shayoritz, and Reb Meiria. So when does Rabbi Yeshua say it will be on the Chayim, and that she does not come if we have only one month? Mashiach came if we have 2 months. So then Rabbi Yeshua is also made it, that she is with her. So in other words, so according to Rashi, and this is the Shita of the Balanoia also, the Gemara is saying in the Teretz that Rabbi Yechon really accords with Rabbi Yeshua. Mashiach came according to Gamliel, so even if we're very psurim, we don't need one law, but we only need, so she's in a mess. And but I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. So who says that in the Shemit, so she's a soul pune, that's only if we have one law. Hashem can if we have 2 laws. So then Rabbi Yeshua is later that she's Mutaras Lipune. So maybe I come to Rashi's Pshat in the Balamoya, this requirement by Rabbi Yechon and Yuri of 2 laws. Is Shalya and Yukase, because we passed like Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yechon ben Uri agrees. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri agrees with Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Mele, since we passed like Rabbi Gamliel, so we don't need 2 laws. So the Mele, even by Rabbi Yehoshua, she's an MS. In case she's the MS, it hangs both. And in the case where she herself doesn't know who the Baal was, let's say she was an emissar, and she doesn't know whether the man is, was a kosher or a apostle, so then according to Rabbi Gamliel, this is what the Balamoya points out, and the Balamoya shita is like Rashi shita. So then, according to Rabbi Gamliel, so one rob will be enough. So the whole mission of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri shall be out of the office. Because even though there is no mandoma who passes like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, but this is in conflict with what Shmuel says, that Aloha is Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, according to Rashi, accords with Rabbi Yeshua, so only Alina de Rabbi Yeshua will require 2 robes. So if there are 2 robes, even though she herself is not in the Emes, it's Anis Bori, so then she is Mutarasekun, on the basis of 2 robes. And the base of Torah, and if Ali Rabbi Yeshua, but according to Rabbi Gamliel, so we don't need Torah. So if she's the Emes and is born in the Rebbe, she's Mutaras Lekune, and if she's not the Emes and is born, if she herself doesn't know, so then the Rebbe Shemin, one law, will be enough and she'll be Mutaras Lekune, Ali Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi and according to Brahma. But let's see how Tensius explains the Gemara. Now the Tensius. Kimach, Iki Rav Gamliel Atu Rav Yitzurin Arim Yechshu. Vimtema, Volimech Shabu Rav Yitzurin, Arim Yishitani Zbot, Vimislai Mige, Vibayam Rav Yilvau, Oidiloi Mige, Echad Mikeru Neima, Vimdeke Yitzurin Zan, Abel Hoche, Achim Ten Zbori, Horez Rav Mige, Vimkeru Neima, Vimdeke Yitzurin Zan, Domen Sol,
then she does so with Rune, but according to Rabbi Gamliel, if Rabbi Yechon ben Uri agrees with Gamliel, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if the Rebbe Tzurim, so she's a Keres Ikune. So this is Kashi is, what kind of a Kashi is it? Maybe Rabbi Yechon ben Uri agrees with Rabbi Gamliel, but when does Rabbi Gamliel say that even in the case of Rebbe Tzurim, even in the case of Rebbe Tzurim, so she's a Keres Ikune, where she's there as a Tannis Bori, and she has a Nige, or if without the Nige, if we can apply the Svore of Kisho Mizano, Bundeke, so Mizano, where she voluntarily submits to the Bayer. So then we say, on the Ramnamia, we say, Kisho Mizano, Bundeke, so Mizano. But in this case, even if Rabbi Yechon ben Uri has reference to the case where she is the Emes, where she says she knows that the Bayer was a kosher. But she has no mige. She has no mige because we saw that she was nivala. And we cannot say with the case of Mizame because we saw that she was late. So the Mele, in such a case, even Rabbi Gamliel will be made that she is Asura Mikune. Even Rabbi Gamliel will be made that she is Asura Mikune. Asura Mikune. If it is Reitzu. If it is Reitzu. Now, you remember, I mentioned the Mahalot of Hashem in the Gemara before. Now, the Bandona says, we did a Hamashia born Masha before Rabbi Yechon, we passed by Rabbi Yechon. So, why? Now, the Blessed says, the Tigma, how is Rabbi Gamliel, the Hamashia born, so she is the Tazel Kone. But Peter now, why Peter not? Because she has a Cheskes Kashkas. But the Pitor, the Bas does not have a Cheskes Kashkas. The question is, according to Rabbi Yechon, that we did a Hamashia born is Masha before. The Dibre Hamachshav Bo is Machshav Bo. So, why? Is it because, where is Rabbi Loza? The Amira says that the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is not transferred to the Baas. So Rabbi Yechon is Chelek, and Rabbi Yechon holds, no, that the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is transferred to the Baas too. After all, if the mother was Nivalo to Ikoshea, so maybe the blood is kosher. If the mother was nivalo to Ikosel, so maybe the blood is kosher. So maybe the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is transferred to the Pascha. That's one sheep. Another sheep is not. The Jews, the Sabalos, or the Abayir says that we did Breham Achshavo. So in the space of Vito. Why? Because the mother has a Cheskes Kashrus. The Baas doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus. So the Blessed certainly holds that the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is not transferred to the Baas. So Rabbi Yechon agrees with the Blessed on that point, that the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is not transferred to the Baas. So why does he say that the Dibrei HaMachshia Bo is Machshia Bevito? Because of the Nemunis of the mother. Without recourse to Cheskes Kashrus, somebody should say. Without recourse to Cheskes Kashrus. Because of the mummies of the mother. So then, here, takes us as a cash. Vim tena. Vol mech shabar yitzu, lo yishtem izbot, vi yisro yidu. Di baya amra lo yibau, oi bilo yige, yichad yitel meima, di bekes in meizan. Abel hoche, afi yitem izbori, holes lo yige, di lekel meima, di bekes in meizan, do nein so. So, mele, so, those Rishayim who say that the reason is why Rabbi Yechon says, Ridibra Machshavo is Machshavu Bito. Is Machshavu Bito. Also, even though the Bito does not have the Cheskes Kashrus, not because the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is transferred to the Baas, but we don't have to resort to Cheskes Kashrus. Because here the mother has the mummies. Because it's not a Dovash of the Alvo, and it doesn't require anything. So she has the mummies. So if she has the mummies, so the male, even in the case where she was Nenesah, but she is the Emesah Tanis Bobby. True, we don't have the Hoche of Isha Mizana, the Dekes of Mizano, and we don't have the Hoche of the Nige, but according to these Rishayim, it's like a story, and the Isha has the mummies. So we see that because Teisa Shiki is not like that. Teisa Shiki is that this is. It's not on the basis of her mummies. It's on the basis of her Cheskes Kashrus, or the Choches of Mige, or the Choches of Isho, Mizano, Bidekes and Mizano. So that's only Shaya if we saw that she was Mizano voluntarily. So we can say, Isho, Mizano, Bidekes and Mizano. But if we saw that she was forced, she was named so, then we cannot apply the Yechoche of Isha Mizano to make it to Mizano. So in any way, she's Asura Mikune in the case of Reitzui. So she's Asura Mikune. So that we see the case of Shite is that here she doesn't have the mummies. Not because it's a Dovash Be'alvo. Dovash Be'alvo it is. Because as the Sheshmaitse points out, that where according to the testimony of the Yechoche, there is no subject matter of Dovash Be'alvo, then there is, certainly has pneumonias. Has pneumonias. So why doesn't she have pneumonias? Except for the Chesed Kashrus, or because of the Choche of Vige, or Rishon Nizano, Bidekes and Nizano. So it's because just as we don't, and Idechot is not known to pass it, a certain person, Leigis. Why? Because to pass it, someone Leigis, so that requires Eidi, or to be Machia someone Leigis. Let's say if we know that someone was either an Alapshi Eidi Malkis, so we can pass Leigis. And then Idechot will come and say, he saw that person who became post-Leidus because of Chal Shabbos, he was in the Beirut, so he saw that he was Jewish. So Nidechot is not able to be Machshir. So here too, in order to be Machshir someone, Liyuchsi, to be loving the cause, or to be Muteres Likune, so that in itself also requires Leidus. And the reason is why Rav Gamliel says she is Nemodes, she is Nemanes, is because of Chesed Kashrus, and because of Isha Mizano, Bidekes and Mizano, or because of Vige, but in this case, where anything saw that she was an answer, so there is no Vige, and there is no Hechoche of Isha Mizano, Bidekes and Mizano, so Nemele, in the case of Reif Sumi, she would be Nemanes, that is Chesed Kashrus. So he says, Vaki Vige Imado, Heloi Oshem, and even if we are going to assume that here the cases are considered the case where they did not see the ages, but she said that she was an answer. So we may give her a discussion is if the Rebbe knew he agrees with Rabban Leah. So why doubt him Rebban Shuriyah Mashiach Nikune? Even if he's suing, so she should be in a menace because of the Hoche of the Mige in Cain. If we are going to say that Rabbi Menuri has reference to the case where he didn't see the illness, but she said she was Nemsa. So that means Rabbi Menuri has reference to the case where there is a nigger. And still, even in the case where the Isha has a nigger, because she could have said, Lonival. So Mele, now she says, Nibalti. So Rabbi Chanunuri says, but if it's Reif Sumi, so then even with the Nige she is not the Nemes. So then there is a kasha, because here we have passed in Salah et Rabbi Yezi, that means that even in the case where the Nige has a Nige, but if it's Reif Sumi, she is not the Nemes. And before the Gemara passed in the that before, so Shmuel passed in Talochet Rabbi Gamliel, that means even the case of Reif Sumi, they in Rabbi Gamliel, then maybe there is an affinity between Rabbi and Shmuel, because only Shmuel passed in Talochet Rabbi Gamliel, but Rab passed in Halochet Rabbi Yechanan, Halochet Rabbi Yechanan Menuri. So, the UK, my Sayyid, the Lord is associated with Rabbi Gamal Shmuel, the Khalil, for the Sayyid, as a kind of Nath and Dine, the other Rabbi, for Rabbi Mosik Rabbi Yeshua, the kind of Rabbi Yisrael, and from the Lord before, it's Mashma, that we certainly ask him, like Shmuel Zachoy, that Allah had come down the left. The Yishrema, the Orthodox, the man who ran down the left, and his God, ובלי רואו שמן סודי כנידי עקיד ולאי שסוי נעמי מיץ' סודי מרסקה שהיא לספאוס If we say that Rabbi Menuri agrees with Rabbi Gamliel and that Rabbi Menuri has reference to the case of the Enes God and where we didn't see that she was Enes so she has a meeting so the Meire Abu Rabbi Sui נעמי מאכשר נעמי ואיר נעמי נשארו את הדברס ואיר רואו מדברס דברס אם If Rabbi Menuri has referenced the case where we didn't see anything, we didn't see any yichud, nothing, but Adaras means yichud. So then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say that she's a soul kune if we didn't see anything. So the case is explained that the Machshi raised this kasha in this manner. He says, Kima, how do you explain Rabbi Menuri? Are you going to apply Rabbi Menuri to a case of them is Bosch, and Volvo was an answer, so she has a meeting. So Rabbi Yechonimu requires, even with a meeting, in order that she should be in a menace, that he should be with Chaim, but according to Rabbi Gamliel, if she has a meeting, so she certainly, even by the solution, emanates. So it could be like a Gamliel. And if you are going to say Rabbi Yechonimu agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, Sazel with Chaim, not a positive. An apostle, even if she has a meeting. So with whom does Rabbi Yechonimu agree? With Shammah, Oma Rav, B'Krei Yishon Tzikeret. Ho Yomai Se, B'Yor Yishreel, Om Deo Yitam. So the Gemara Steretzis, that Rabbi Yechonimu has left us in a case where she is not there as a Tanis Bore, where the Yisha herself doesn't know. So it doesn't know. And we saw that someone was Manus. But we don't know who the Manus was. When Manus was in Israel, in Kosher, or in Nochri, or in Apostle. We don't know. And Isha herself says she doesn't know either. She doesn't know the identity of the Manus. So then, the Moraskashi is. So, when some acts of the Moraskashi is, Pirish Lei, along the Loita. So, the Rabbi Yechonimu, now the right verse is Keitavari, you see in Shemit Betzes, not Keitavari, but Keitavari, Tzikuk, instead of Rebates, Keitavari. What does it mean, Keitavari? That Rabbi Yechonimu can accord with Rabbi Gamliel and with Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara Skashi with Machshnes, with whom do they accord? With Rabbi Gamliel, so you break Sukh. Do it, Rabbi Yeshua, you break Chere, she is a Sukh. So the Gemara Skashi is not. That Rabbi Yechonimu has reference to the case where she is not in the Stanis Bori. Is not in the Stanis Bori. And Rabbi Yechonimu can accord with Rabbi Gamliel, he can accord with Rabbi Yeshua. And when Rabbi Yechonimu said, in Rei Pan Shuriya Mashir Yikune, Al Yisrael Yikune, he doesn't mean one rob, but he means two robs. What two robs? Rei Pan Shuriya Shirin, and Rei Pan Shisayo Shirin. So there, if there are two robs, even without the Stanis Bori, If I live with Rabbi Yeshua, she's in a race. Why? Because midraise, so one rope is enough. The rope is a rope. So, but because of his special mild person, so one rope is not enough. The general deal, and the right level is that he'll keep us a rope. So midway, so and the right level. So, according to everyone, according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so if the robe are sharing, so without the Tanis Bori, she's the Tanis, because we rely on her. But, my laws are yours. So, with Rabbono, one robe is not enough. But if there are two robes, then it is enough without the Tanis Bori. Without Mishay, without the Tanis Bori. So, two robes is enough, if with Rabbono. So in the Rabbonim, two rocks is enough, if I live with Rabbi Yishua. With Pirish, Lei Yom Goy Tanya Bori. With Rabbi Yechonimu, Kitabaya. Can accord with either one, with Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yishua. Heichel Yitonis Bori, with Kula Aul Yabin Yom Tzeyhude. Even according to Rabbi Gamliel, we still require two rocks. Behold, we come up with Shinuye, Lei Yom Goy Tanya Bori. Now, we should be daskakte in the kashe, we come up with Tanya Bori. Even though that is where the Machshon ends, but since the Gemara in the words of the Machshon did not spell it out, if then his body said, that's fine, the Gemara doesn't say, lay long the way to Amazon. But this is what the Gemara means, that the Rabbi Yechonimu is not the case of way to Amazon his body. So the Melee is way to Amazon his body, so naturally, very soon, so according to everybody, she is actually connected. And even the late Sherry, she is still a soul. Even a little Rav Gamliel, because Rav Gamliel is only matter how we could by tennis tennis ball. But if you're tennis tennis ball, so Rav Gamliel is not matter how we could. But if there are two ropes, so then not only a little Rav Gamliel, she is interested in Kune, and the base of two ropes, even a little Rav Yishua. So Rav Yechonimu can accord with both Rav Gamliel and Rav Yishua. In our Yuchal Torech, if she knew the name of the Torah, who did give me, who will teach you Yuchas Ayuchas, he dafke the Ebe, Posak Shmuel Kram Damiya. چرا نمیدونم که دو ماهیه بی اطلاع سابق کنده ادیم که رفته اما در جلوی ماشین رو به خطر 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 با آشی سیب رو خطر دیمون خیلی بود و ماشین سیب تو من عروض کنم سعی ماشین رو خطر سو در سه ماشین دیگه سی سی اکول از در پس ماشین دیگه در سه میجر دیفرنس بین در پس ماشین دیگه و در سه ماشین اکول از در پس ماشین دیگه. So in the case where we have two roles, in the case where we have two roles, so then she is literally l'chatkule to be sislikune without times God, without anything, and the base of the roles. Why? She herself doesn't know, then so is the right one God is not. But the Rabbonon, one God is not not. But if there are two roles, so then with the Rabbonon it's not. Even though she's not in this kind of body, so then she becomes a kune, a little bit of a kune. Bein a little bit of Gabriel, who bein a little bit of Bishop. Only the second version involves a big kune. So, the character of the mother was that Rabbi Yochanan Lurie has reference to the gates of God, and he has reference to the gates, he has reference to the gates where the reason, in other words, that we didn't see the gates, but we just saw the Yom. But the illness we didn't see. So she really, but she herself admits that she was Nelson. That she is Nelson. So, and but she says, Famikosha. Famikosha. So even when there is a times God, according to the first Washington says, if there is a times going by the Isha, if there is a times going by the Isha, so then she's the menace. She's the menace even by the psuk. Even by the psuk. If there is a kind of going on each. According to the second washing basis. So if the movie is reference to the gates, where she needs a kind of going. And she has a meeting. So that means that even if she tells that is going, so she will still require two roles. But the question is, but from the meal says, where she stands, time is going, so even by Yipsuri, we don't even require one more. And here, and here, and the new thing requires two ropes. So he says, we teach you a salary. We got to be able to possess you with from the meal. He don't know you. We have to come to the other, we can chill. So in other words, so we pass like from the meal, only the other.
ואתה חכילה עם אורה, תוגניסס לחכילה לגאונה, so then we require two robes, even in the cases of fairness that is not. עד מטרים שעד אגב דולים משמע דולים באחות שום לחכילה, לחכילה חרש אסולה, לחכילה דינון, תרי מורה, ומסמיס עם קוטונה, הרי זה פיוסה, דימשמע לחכילה. Now, this is, so things that she can do, most ashamed and greedy with faceless first question, not with faceless second question. So most ashamed they agree with faceless first question, that Fageich and the Yuri is not even in the case where the Isha is not in Einstein's body, and even in the case where the Isha does not have an Ige, when in the case where we saw she was Nenso, she was Nenso, and the Isha was not in his time's body, so in that case, if there are two ropes, where the Isha herself doesn't know, she is mutares to be Nisei to Kafir. To Nisei to Kafir. Now, let's see how much the Shibish Ramba. So the Rambam says, "Pniyo shorom sheni balo reachot veomachleik." That's the machleik between Rambam. That's the case. The machleik is between Rambam and Rabbi Yeshua. V'yomu lo miuze shebolai. V'yomu lo b'kosher rahis emes. V'leit alach yoru omu beres. V'yomu lo mimi misabres. V'yomu lo b'kosher rahis emes. V'tiyem teres lekit. במה דבר אמורים, ושיהי עמוקים, שיהי בעלותוי, פרוש הדרוך, אוי ביטחוני של יסודת, שעת יאירו למשון, ואוי יאו, ריבועים למשון כשירים, ריבועי יושב פיר שוואירו אלים, אינו כשירים, שחכונו מוסומי לבינוחסים, ויצריכו שני So, the Rambam is not like the first Russian cases. Now, the Rambam, the Rashbot, the they agree with the first question this, that when does Rabbi Yechon, no, we pass like Rabbi Yechon, because Rab says, Allah is Rabbi Yechon. So, when does Rabbi Yechon the Yuri say that we require two robes according to the first question this, according to Ramban, according to Rashbo, according to the Ram, it's actually the sheet of most Hashem. Even though, I mean, the Mashiach, although it doesn't pass like that, but that's the sheet. The first question this is the sheet of most Hashem. That when does Rabbi Yechon ben Yuri say that we require two robes when there is no time's body by the Isha? So then, in order to be interestingly Kule, we require two robes. But if she is then as time is body, so then the Chatchila she is allowed to be interestingly Kule. The Chatchila, with one of and the end, even by the Pesukim, because that's what Rambam says. Except that the Gemara says, it's what Halacha Kirabu Tavir, the Atle Tavid Maise, Adi Kerei Kshem. So that's only the Chachimah we require of Kshem. But the Ebed, so she's Kshem Likun. But the Rambam says that even now, so the Rambam, but Mashenke, in the case where she is the Emes, times Bori, so according to Tetzvah's first lotion and the Rambam, and Mashbo and the Ram, so then you don't require two robes. So she is with Tetzvah Lechatchila to be Nisis Likune, with Kere. We don't require two robes. The Sheet of the Rambam is that in order to be Nisis Lechatchila, we require two robes, even if she's Dennis Tainas Bo. That's like the second Russian basis. The Shibis Rambam is like the second Russian basis. That in order to be necessary Tchuna Lichatchile. So we require Tchuros, even though she is terrified. But Amramir is Matir, imperfectly, but at the time of Udge, at the Iker of Shirin, and according to the Rambam, according to Section Machine Tenses, so it's not just at the Iker of Shirin, but two of Shirin, not one of Shirin. So that's the Shikas Rambam. So in other words, the Rambam, the Rashbo, and the Rambam, they agree with the first Machine Tenses. The Rambam agrees with the second Machine Tenses. And then the Rambam says, in a walking hour. The Med Rambam Muri, Kishi Bishi Yam, Wakim Shimi Balobay, Poroshas Dorochim, or Ibikhim Shimi Sodis, Shakir Ibim Shom. Boy, you're able to Ibim Shom Shim, or Ibim Yashep Yoshe, or Ibim Menok Shim, Shakafon was a mile of the Yuxim, it's the Hoshe Ubes. Ah, you know, you're able to Ibim Paisley Mason, Kin Akur, we Mamzeb in Halitzebe, Ah, Hopisha Ibam Wakim Shibom Menok Shim, or you show the Ibam Sham Wakim, so now Hopisha Ibim Shom Shim, Hishi Shim or Shemo, we should translate it in Nibal. We did not say we came with a free way. We say it's loyalty. We miss it's loyalty. So, in other words, the Shikas Rambam is like the second Washington Pages. Shikas Rambam, the tradition of the Nuri has reference to the case, even to the case where she stands time is glory, still Rabbi Chaminuri requires two laws. So in other words, so the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Ramban in the first Russian cases, that where she stands time is glory, so then we don't require two laws. Where do we require two laws? Only if she's not stands time is glory. Not in the Rambam, but the Rambam, the second Russian thesis, they say that Rabbi Chaminuri requires the robes, even in the case where she is the enemy's time is born. But the Eved, so there is no Rakimine. The Eved, if there are two robes, even if she is not the enemy's time is born, so she is still with us, if he says is loyal. Now, so we have actually three sheets here. We have the Shita of Rashi. And the Balamoya, who are the biggest Nikiri, and they say that Rabbi Chaminuri, who requires two robes, has reference to the case where she is not in the Spanish boy. And Rabbi Chaminuri requires two robes, only because he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, Masha'in came. If we pass like Rabbi Chaminuri, so the male one rob will be not even with Hatchile, even if she's not in the science boy. That's the biggest goal. That's the shite of Rashi and the Balamoy. And then is the shite of the first Russian thesis and the Rabban, Hashbo, and Ram that Rabbi Chaminuri calls with both, with Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. And according to Rabbi Gamliel so in the case where she is not a TNS, a Tannis Bori, then we require two laws, not like the Balamoya and the Rashi, that Slavim and Yilkasim, since we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua, we pass like Gamliel, so even with one law, she will be able to be Nisus Likune. To be Nisus Likune with just one rob, even though she's not the emissary's rob. So the Ramban and the Hashbo and the Ram and the first Russian teachers say no. In other words, that if she's not the emissary's rob, so I wouldn't be humorous. Even I would be the Ramban Riyadh. So we need two robs. And then Masha'in came if she's there, and it's time so according to Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Ram, and the first Russian thesis, if she is there, it's time is boring. So then we don't need two robes. We don't need two robes. Then there is the sheet of the second Russian thesis. Sheet is a Ramban, that even by the end, it's time is boring, so the Hathil, in order that she should be allowed to be married with Kune, so we require two robes. Even if she's dead, Stan is born, and even if she has a nigga, so we should buy also the Yosef. The Shite of the second Russian basis
And Dr. Rambam means, you should buy also the Yosu Nidin if she's then a Stanis Bori. So the Chathir, she is not Mrs. Likune, unless we have doors. Unless we have doors. And the Bechavea passes like Rambam. Like Rambam. Not like Moshe Shemi, but like Rambam. That even if she's then a Stanis Bori, so the Chathir, she is only allowed to be Mrs. Likune if there are doors. But if there is just one door, so even with Tanya's boy, she is not allowed to be necessary. Right. So these are the fishes. Now, the cases, the next cases. Dilma as the Yiru Gabai, Pirish with your Benson, that will be Sekhoi on the Hoshik Kobor, the Domel Nitz of the Nahanis. In other words, in the case where we have just one goal. So, if the Baal went to the rebellious, so then it's a war. So we say, call the police, call the police. If it's rape, share it. So you can take it for granted that the one who is baller is of the rape, share it. Call the police, call the police. But if the rebellious went to the Baal, so then it's Kavua. So it's Kinach Tzomer. Deal with Asa Yuri Gabay, Pirish is a baby song. The Afiru Bisekho Yiru Lechoshet Kavua, the Dome Limit Tzomer Hanuyeitz, Lechoshet Kavua, וכן גביתי מקימוש לביר מלחושת קבוע פויר בלעית סופי בעייץ ומכך פירס בקונטרס שפירס בייר מבייסי. Now we see Tesis emphasizes it because Rashi mentioned the Gilsi. Rashi says לא ידע סינם מייק. So the Shinkovetsis explains it. What kind of Gilsi was it? That Rashi rejects. So that Gilsi was as follows. So, because Aslan, believe your name, the Aslan, we got all, call the police, we look at us. Call the police, we look at us. My Mike, the Aslan, you only got by it. So, beat me up. So, because of that, we should ask her, because of the possibility, maybe, the Ishe went to the Baal, we should ask her. Now, he doesn't know that word, call the police, all the police. My little guys, the new guy, beat me up. אותו משום הוכן נגזר, אפילו ריב סיו, משום לסת בהיר. Now, the Chanina says, that even if we saw that she was rebellious, that the Parashas Drochim, and there is a Rob Sayo, but if the Rob Sayo, Sheh is not caught with the Rib Meir Sheh, then she does all good. Because of Xenia, Mishim Rebbeina. But why should we get Xenia? Even in the case, if there had been in the case of Rebbeina, not Rebbeina, then it's always for Gua. So then we can understand as why the Chacham should be Xenia. Because of the possibility of Rebbeina. But even in the case of Rebbeina alone, so there is a situation where it is from the past. But in case of Rav Meir, so then there are two possibilities. But, so there is a possibility, even in the case of Rav Meir, that we should apply law. But, there is another possibility. So because of that, just because there is an alternative in the case of Rav Meir, where she would be asked for, let's say before us the year with Abay, so because of that we should ask her how we could it in the case of Rav Sayor, that's not the Sabbath. So, this is the Raskashi beat me or the Mishim Hochay, who is after Rav Sayor, Mishim Blessed Ehir, or Mishame. So what is the terms of the Gemara? According to that Gersi, the Trashi and Tesis reject. So the Gersi was as follows. The Rav Yoname, why do you say, Hei Chinacha, Rav Boyir, Behudi can say you're bad, but Reshayor by itself is not enough, it's not effective. Why? Why not? Because we say that we should be here, but they were here many times by itself is enough.
So anyway, why should, but sometimes it's not enough for here. So why should we pass it? Why should we ask it? Reach a law because of Rivia. Even Rivia by itself, many times it's effective. So we shouldn't pass it, Reach a law by itself because of the possibility Rivia that will not be effective. So the Rivia Nami, the Basel, even the Gabor, come because the woman boys. My Nike does heal the Gabay. Sibidio. So because of that, we should ask Reif Sayor. So the Gemara says, the Havli Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, according to the Gemara, the Havli Kabbalah. So what's the Psham? Umishan the Havli Kabbalah, Pirish, the Psur Hayeshid Biya, Akagav Deili, Elamiut, Mikoloke, Kogua Mik, the Omer Abzeire, Kogua Kimechzo, Kogua Kimechzo, Almechzo. Nothing. So in other words, according to that Gil said, the Gemara is mentioning the big finish. That any role of Rivia has it in a Kabbalah. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether the Bria took place as a result of the Baal coming to the Nivellis or the Nivellis coming to the Baal. Even if it had been established that the beat is used to place as a result of the Baal coming to the Nivellis, but since it's a Rivia, so really it always has a din of Kabbalah. Why does it always have a din of Kabbalah? Because if it's Rivia, so even though that the Baal happened to come to the Nivellis in the city when he was born there, but it's darkey to go back to his home. So the melee, since is the nature of a person to go back, so he holds back, hadron kriuse, so even though the suffix arose in the moment of precious, of Haide, so it still has a deed of the world. It still has a deed of the world. As a matter of fact, the Magadishne says that in the Ramah, that in regard to a hope of Rivia, so melee it has a deed of Kuhua, even though the suffix arose at the moment of Naiden, of precious King Flosser. Why? Because Hadron Cruz, it's within the nature of the person to go back home. So melee, even though this news occurred at the moment when the man went to her, so he was not in his natural habitat, but since it's happening to you, say, so the male lady gets it in the door. This is how she Kvetzes explains that yes. Mikoloke, Mushamit Havre Kabua Kirish, the Possel Halim Shibir, Adagad Deir Amimut, Mikoloke Kabua Mikar. The Omar of Zere Kabua Kibakam. Now, Tesves rejects that yes. So the male Tesves agrees with Rashi that this hearsay is not a correct hearsay. Because according to this hearsay, there is a big chiddush. That if the apostle, the apostle, is the resident in the city, even though we know that this news occurred as a result of the apostle, out of the Baal, we don't know whether it's the apostle or the kosher. So, of the Baal, coming to the Ishe, but since it's Hadron Kiruse, The next moment he'll go back to his natural habitat. So even the moment of Krishus is considered as the one. It's a big Krishus. So Jesus says, Jesus rejects the PLC. So Jesus says, you have a little body, Pirish, we say a peso, that you will be safe for you in the Hoshi Korea. The Dome, the means of the Hanuis, the Hoshi Korea. So Pirish is your basal. Only in that particular situation it will be Kabbalah. If the Ishe, the Nivellis, goes to the home of the Baal, then it's Kabbalah. But if the Ishe did not go to the Baal, so then even though, in other words, the Baal came to the Ishe, even though he came to the Ishe in his own city, so it's not Kabbalah. Then it's considered Nayit, אם הוא יפה לרוחה, או כאילו לא עזר לי את הבעיה, כאילו יש לי סרבייסו, או מידת סיטואלית שיצא לבוע. ואפילו בסדר עולים, but if it's not the service of manesh, now it's in the bayah, went to the Isha, even in his own city, Rechoshe Kavua. The daughter of Nitzah ben Ahamuiz, the Rechoshe Kavua, the rain, because suppose you find, now, if you have nine stores that sell kosher, and one store that sells the veg, so if somebody bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know which, then it's Kavua. But if you find it near the stores, you know it's very close. Very close, near the threshold of the stores. So then we apply the halacha from the promise of the law. So here too, if the veil went to the Isha, then it's Kavua. If the Isha went to the veil, to his house, so then it's Kavua. But if the veil was designed not in his house, and he went to the Isha, even though this loose took place in his own city, so then it's Polish, like a Chichas Boso being found near the stores, so it's called Polish. The Chayim Dami Tinek, Mushla Hiyya, Rechosh Kavua, Hoyo Vole Mirza Bebaz, Vole Kaapirut Vekumches, Shepirish, Beyo Nebez. In other words, that's contrary to the other Shepir, that accepts the Girase, Maluki. So, how do we go up? So then, according to the other Girase, we were saying, since the apostle is a mute in the city, so even if the apostle went out of his house to the Ishe, so it's still Kavua. So Rashi rejects it. As long as a spirit is barely basic, it's not Kavua. Vinti now, if you know your pain, days, Polish, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, say, we come to the Ishe, Stam, or some kind of Shishimeo, we come to Mo, we must see coming to Rohan, we should deny the Adam, the Kavua, in Sura, deny it. ויחיתנו אחתם בשוקי אשת חבי קודש, הוסם חבי ונחוסה, משמע לגבי הודו, משייך פה לפרוס מותו לפרוס, משם יהודו ונחוסה, that is really the gist of the regime where the other people say, מייקה, and then the boy in the terrace, have the Kavua. In other words, that if the apostle is a resident of the city, so even if it had been established that the Baal went out of his house, he went to the Isha, but he went to the Isha in the city, so it's still considered Kavua. So, what is this story? What is the explanation? That's what the Gemara says in Nozia, that sins is the derech of a person of the Isha to go back home to her home. So even though the suffering occurred at the moment of precious, so but is as long as the Isha is destined to go back to her natural habitat, so maybe it's considered Kavua even in the moment of precious, because potentially it's always Kavua. She's always disposed to go back to the natural habitat. So that's contrary to what Rashi and Jesus say. Now let's see the Gemara. Now the Gemara that you base on the Dalet, the first line. It starts the last line in the Gemara in the Dalet on the base. So, Omar Avitzot Ba'yisif Omar Avichem, Ho'eino Mishluch Etzei Mikad Shem Yisho Stam, Oser Bechol Anoshim Shebeo, Chazok Eshliach Yisim Shebus, Vichipu Nikor Yisrei, Ho'niyot Ahim Yiru Kodesh. So, Avichem mentions Alokhe, that if, let's say, Uve Yisef Tushimich, you be mikavish an isha form, and he left it with the discretion of the shliach to decide whom to be mikavish for whom. Now then, that shliach, he died, he disappeared. No one knows what happened to him. So Mele, the Mishala doesn't know. He has no report from the shliach. So we say that Reuven cannot marry anyone. He cannot marry anyone. Why? Because
לעשות נהלס, לצעירים. Because we say, חזוק השליח, איזה שלך עושה. So we assume that the שליח complied with the mandate that was entrusted to him, in other words, namely to be Mekavish and Mishal for the Mishalach. But we don't know, he died the Shalach. So we don't know whom he was Mekavish for the day. So in other words, so Lady X is Mekodeshes for the day. Now, so he cannot marry any woman, because he'll marry a woman later. Maybe Leah is a sister of Lady X. Maybe she's a mother, maybe she's a daughter of Lady X. So Leah might be an elf. But of course, if he wants to be Mekadish, a woman who does not have a mother, or a sister, or a daughter, or a granddaughter, or a grandmother, then he can marry. He doesn't have to marry that gay woman who does not have a mother or a sister. Because even he can marry a woman that has a mother, has a daughter, has a sister, but if, let's say, the mother is married, has been married, the daughter has been married, so Mele, the Shliach, couldn't have been Mekadesh, the mother of Leah, because she is Mekadeshes. So, this is what it means. Also, because Moshe Shemeron, unless he has proof that the woman is Mekadesh, let's say he wants to be Mekadesh Leah, that Leah could not be a sister or a mother or a daughter of Lady X. Chazok HaShliach is close. וחילו ליפור ישראל, הוליון ההיל וכל ישראל. So he might be Mekadesh של אמרבו, a sister or a mother or a daughter of Lady X. עשר ושלושת רביך, כאן סתומו שפורחו גייז ליחו מהם, שפורחו, בצי נשנים כאן, כאן סתומו שפורחו גייז ליחו מהם, לאבי ראילו, let's say, now, a yield. So she has to bring a call. She has to bring a call. After the Miteya, so she has to bring a call. What kind of a call does she bring? Shtei teiru nishnei neyeim. Shnei teiru nishnei neyeim. So suppose she set aside two pigeons as a cash for the corn that she would bring. But she didn't spell out which pigeon is will be for a chatos, because the yeilus is mechayeves to bring the cow, shnei teirim or shnei b'yeino, and so one has to be offered as a chatos, and one has to be offered as an eilus. So suppose the yeilus, she set aside two pigeons, a cow, a nest of two birds, of two pigeons, for her cow, but she didn't spell out and specify which pigeon she is madvish and madvish, she sets aside for the chatos, and which one for the... And then one of the two pigeons from the Khan flew away. Comes to her, shepolcho, geiz alechot mehen la'avi la'elo, oi shepolcho libin chatoi sametzis, oi shemeis echot mehen. And one of them died. So since one of them disappeared or died, he cannot recognize. So, Ushameis Echonhead, so Yikach Zukushe, so then he has to take another pigeon to complete the Khan, and then he'll spell out and he'll say, this one disappeared, or one died. So he takes another one, and then he spells out, he says, this is for Hatos, this is for him. That's what the Mishnah comes in. Vil Khan for Hashes, Elidah. So, the Mishnah implies only in the case when is there a Khan for him, if the Khan was unspecified. And he just was matvis a pair of two birds for her call. She did not as yet specify which bird should be, which pigeon should be for the chatos and which one should be for the eel. And in the meantime, so one of them flew away, or one of them died, so it has to be replaced by another pigeon, and then he specifies. But suppose he set aside, he was mafkish ikan for the chatos and the eilo, and he specified, this is the chatos, this is the eilo. This is the airport. And then one of the two flew away, this flew away, so he cannot recognize. He doesn't remember. As long as he had both of them, so he was able to determine which one did he spell out as Hathoros and which one did he spell out as him. But since one of the two pigeons flew away and they were very much alike, so in melee he can't remember whether the one that remained was the one that he set aside as Hathoros or as Leo. So he has no takot. So in other words, so viu kami for ashes, sheporach echod mehem ben yedei ha'izi, eim itakone. Viu fishen yedei ha'izi lechafes in Leo. Ve'af al gav, the pierish kid to have a tabay kamaya was very kidder, do a yoda. I hai shimi have a chados, or a yoda. So that's what the Mishnah in Kanu says. But the Mishnah only says that in the case where he set aside a car, one pigeon for an ayo and one pigeon for a chatos, and then one disappeared, one died or disappeared, flew away. So then he cannot replace that one by another pigeon, because maybe he doesn't remember the pigeon that disappeared, that flew away, whether it was chatos or ayo. How can he replace it? He cannot replace it. So in melee, you only have to drink a newness, a new cup, but he cannot replace the one that flew away. But, so the Mishnah implies that only he has no takana, he cannot replace it. But any other Yehudis who took two pigeons for her home, so she can be marked for home. We should say that if it happened to one Yehudis that one of the pigeons flew away, so any other Yehudis should not be able to take two pigeons and be marked, one is a hatos and one is a neighbor. In other words, how did any other Yehudis get two pigeons? She was a chenayah. She found in a nest of birds, she found two pigeons. But maybe, since we know that one Yehudis so had a pigeon that flew away, so maybe the other Yehudis, when she picks up birds, maybe one of the birds that the other Yehudis picks up happened to be that pigeon that flew away. So the answer is we don't have to pechesh, we don't have to conjure up such choshes, even though we know that Yehudis number one, let's say there is one Yehudis, Rochel, and Yehudis whose name is Rochel, so she set aside two pigeons, one for an ale and one for a chatos, and one pigeon flew away. So we don't have to be exchanged. Now when Leah is in a hefker with two pigeons, so we don't have to be exchanged. Maybe one of the pigeons that Leah is in a hefker happens to be that pigeon X that flew away, and that was already set aside for the korban of Rochel. So Leah cannot be mischaperes with the korban. We don't say such a thing. So then a very difficult situation arises. Anytime one Yehudis loses a pigeon, so then no other Yehudis can be zeichen in a hefker, because she should be afraid lest this is the disappearing pigeon. We don't say such a thing. If you will come for ashes, no takone. We will shock him down and miskin him. But my way we can hold the chode. You know how you? Just as Rabbi Yechon is chesish. That if Reuben told Shimon, you will be coming to Misha for me. I don't care who. Any Misha. And then the Shia die, the Shia disappear. So then Reuben, the Mishala, cannot marry Leah. Why? Because maybe Leah is a sister of Lady X. So in the case where Rochel, one Yehudis, set aside two pigeons, and she specified, this pigeon number one is for an Eor, and this pigeon number two is for a Hathoros, and then one of the pigeons disappeared. So another Yehudis, Leah, can be zeichen in a hefker in any two pigeons and be marked with them. So we should also be chayishish, just as here, Reuben has to be chayishish, maybe Leah is a sister of Eliezer. So Rochel is so Leah. Should I not hear this? Should be Chisheshes. Maybe the pigeons that she was in Chanaekia, one of the pigeons that she was in Chanaekia, is the pigeon X that disappeared. So then you cannot be Makri. Ain't no mishapir because you can't be Leah. So why I'm doing chishesh? Because it's too far-fetched. It's too remote. We go with the rope. In other words, rope pigeons that you find in the healthcare are not the pigeon eggs that disappear. There are thousands and thousands of pigeons that you can see in the healthcare. You don't have to do chishesh. Maybe that pigeon that lay it, they gather real this. Is it healthcare happens to be that pigeon eggs? We don't have to reach it. So here too, why is Ruby not such a very Leia? Why? Maybe Leia is a sister or a daughter or a mother of Lady X. After all, we should go for some hope. We should go for some hope before it's a little bit close. But my lady for Hodel Hodel Dilma Hayu, oh, I come in, I'm going to share the way I did. The Amrat. Ishe denied, the other Kliyat is Surah denied. In other words, so here I tell you, of a email in Shluchi, say, the Kavish, the Isha staff, also the Cholan Roshim Shebeiro, also the Cholan Roshim, So that means, so there, it's the Isha is Kabua, in other words. In other words, Ruvei cannot go to the house of Leah and be the Kavisha as his wife. Because since this Isha Leah is Kabua, so the Mele we cannot apply the principle of love of all the boys, because all Kabua cannot stand alone. So that's why we cannot rely on love. Because the Isha is Kabua, Mashaikin in the case of birds. So why should the other yield this? Even in the other Yildiz, Leah heard that Rochel set aside two pigeons, one for Anel, one for Hakos, and that one of the pigeons disappeared. Now she goes in the street and she sees two pigeons in Nayatkea, and she's in Nayatkea. So Leah, the other Yildiz, does not have to be Hishish. Maybe this pigeon that she's in Nayatkea happens to be pigeon eggs that escaped. Why? Because called the Polish will the Polish. And the bird does not confine itself to a natural habitat. So in the male, it's not Kabua. So we say called the Polish. Machinkin woman. Rashi explains it in the Polish, he loves it, explains it. He says, that's how Rashi explained it. So a woman confines herself to her home. So the male is Kogua, so we cannot rely on Kogi Pori, it's the Rube Pori. This is what Nibara says. By birds it's Polish, but by Nisho it's Kogua. We retain the Ochanam in Nayet, Eina Bishuke Ashkach in Kodish, Hosom Hadro in Yehuse, Gabikan Mihan. So if you say, so, Tetzves, here in Sudas in the Kashe, assume that the Pshat in the Gemara here is in the same way as Tetzves in Nozira explained. So, the Gemara says, V'chiteinu achnam in Nayim, Eina b'shuke ashkach b'kodish. Kerema, heilichem b'motzor yisof b'shuko, Kerema, sheyuchal v'kacho, and if you have a test, just as we said in the case of birds, that even if it had been established, that the yield is number one, let's say yield is hot. So she specified, she set aside two pigeons, two birds, one for a name, one for a house, and one of the birds flew away. So then, yield is number two, yield is lame. So can we say that I have carried any two pigeons and set them aside for her call over here on the Hakos, and Yehud is number two, even though she knows that there is one Yehud who had a bird that disappeared, that escaped. So she does not have to be Cheshes. Maybe the bird she finds in Ahevka happens to be bird X. So then she cannot be Machere, even the Mishape, Bikoben Chavere. So Yildes number two does not have to be Cheshes. That the bird she finds in the Rishus Rabbi happens to be the bird X that flew away. Why? Because it's called the Polish. The Ruby Polish is not the Ruah. So then the question arises, why does the Bechel say, Hoi Ma Mishnuchi Tzim Ka Mishnuchi Yishastam, Osem Chol Moshe Shereimo? So we can understand this, why Ruby cannot ring the bell of Leah and tell her she wants to be Mikadisha, because since he rings the bell of Leah, so he has to be Cheshish, Leah is for Ruah. Maybe Leah is the sister of Leah. But suppose, why does the Mishnah say, Osem Chol Moshe Shereimo? So that implies not only he cannot visit Leah at her home and the Kabisha at her home. Suppose he finds Leah in the street. She's out of the house. He cannot be in the Kabisha either. He should be able to be in the Kabisha Leah in the street. Because just as Yehudis number two does not have to be afraid less the bird she finds in the street is bird X. Because from the Polish to the Polish, so Ruben does not have to be Cheshish. That Leah, who he met in the street, or in the home of a friend, not her own home, unless she is the sister of Lady X, because from the Polish to the Polish. So we could understand as to why Rabbi Yechanan is saying that Ruben could not ring the bell of Leah and be Kadisha in her own home, in our own natural habitat. But why should Ruben be able to be Mikadish Leah in the street or in the home of a friend? There she's not the Gua, it's not her natural habitat. So we should apply the aloche of Kodi Porish of the Porish. So this is how it princess in the Kashe assumed the Pshat in the morning was Viritene Kochename Naye Eina Bishuke Ashtar Kodish. In other words, that if he finds Leah in the street, he should be able to be Mikadish Leah and not be Cheshish, lest Leah is the sister of Lady X, because after all, he finds her in the street, so she's Nayit, she's not Kabua. So the boy did the Teretz, Horsom Hadru in the Chusek, Gabitan Yihad. Even if he finds Leah in the street, Kabichan says, he still cannot be Mikadish Leah, because he has to be Cheshish. Maybe Leah is the sister of Leah, but she's Nayit. At this moment she's Nayit. But later on, half an hour later, what will she do? She'll go back home. That's the darkest of the woman.